Well, it's a Friday night, and Christmas time is drawing close. And here now on Nighttime Live is a special guest who joins us periodically. Her name is the one, the only, Gina Pinovich. She's got that on her driver's license, the one and only. And she is from Lend a Hand Up. And she's here to talk about a big benefit coming up this weekend for a person in need of some financial help during some medical problems and crisis in their time. And Gina, thanks for joining us again here on KFGO.
Oh, the pleasure's mine, Bob. Appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about the benefit for ShareLend.
Now, the Lend a Hand Up, let the folks know again, you're an organization that will be boosting funds for monies that are raised for people who are having certain benefits, or they may have an online donation with Lend a Hand Up as well, right?
Exactly. What Lend a Hand Up does is partner with community members to raise financial help for our neighbors who are going through some tough medical challenges. And so we offer support for those who are hosting community benefits, for those who are hosting online campaigns. And then, yes, we increase the value of everybody's gifts by 20%, up to $5,000 per effort, you know, for a family.
Now, coming up on Saturday, A Wonderful Life. I'm sorry, this is Sunday. A Wonderful Life, ShareLend Torkelson. And she has got some problems. I was going to try to pronounce this, but I'm not even going to give it a try. I will let you.
Mucosa melanoma. Actually, what ShareLend has is a rare form of internal skin cancer. And so it's, you know, it's painful. She had cancer before in 2015, and unfortunately it came back in earlier this year in 2019, and certainly is a very aggressive form. Right now, ShareLend is in the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, but her friends and family are going to do their best to get her back here in time for the benefit on Sunday so that, you know, in addition to the financial help that is raised through these community benefits, there's also a lot of camaraderie and hope and, you know, just by being there with all these people that care about you. So, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed that she'll be able to be there and be able to see some of the folks who come out to attend the benefit, which is from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, this Sunday the 15th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the El Zagal Shrine.
I was going to mention, too, because it was brought up on her poster, and a lot of folks don't realize this, but, you know, when somebody's having medical problems like this, it's not necessarily just one doctor. And I understand ShareLend has been traveling to several places to get the proper medical attention.
She is, you know, and along with, you know, seeking care at outside areas, you know, comes those travel costs, lodging costs, you know, for her and a companion. And so it's been really expensive for the family for her to seek care. You know, she's got a rare form of internal skin cancer. So, you know, there's all kinds of trials and different things to try. And so with that, some of the services are not covered. And so the community has this opportunity to get together and help her. I want to talk a little bit about the event, Bob. It's going to be a fun event on Sunday, a real family-friendly event. So for folks who have the Christmas spirit, you know, and want to bring their kids to the benefit, there's going to be reindeer games, some fun things. I think there's some sort of a game where you can catapult Santa down the chimney. that sounds fun to me. There's ornament making, face painting, a cakewalk. Lots of Christmas goodies, you know, just a lot of different things for the family of all ages to participate in, you know, as well as a large silent auction, a sloppy Joe, you know, lunch. We've got a couple of like gourmet cheesecakes that they'll be, I think, slicing up and selling off along with a bake sale. ShareLend's husband was a baker. So, I think these folks, we'll have some wonderful treats for those who attend the benefit on Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm reading that the cheesecake is actually being raffled off, if I'm not mistaken, or some of it anyway.
Oh, I think I'm not sure what they chose to do because it's one of these, they're cheesecakes that are just like super duper expensive, you know, with wonderful ingredients. And so maybe they are. Maybe I'm not sure if it's the cheesecakes, whole cheesecakes or pieces.
It's probably some of each.
Yes. It would be nice to have a little taste, wouldn't it?
Hold on a second here. I have to loosen my belt buckle just talking about this, okay?
You know, and that's the great thing about benefits. You know, you can come out and have a little bit to eat and have the kids entertained with some activities, have that holiday spirit, and then help our neighbor, Sherilyn, and know that your gift is going to increase in value by 20%. I just think it'd be a great thing to do on Sunday.
And as you mentioned, Sherilyn hopes to be here Sunday, so we'll keep our fingers crossed and let the good Lord hope that she can make it up here for the benefit. And once again, it's at the El Zagal Shrine, which, of course, always great help from the Shriners to help put on benefits like this, to offer their services of their center over there. That's really, really good. They're great of them. Now, if people can't make it to the benefit, they can always go to your website and donate online, right?
They can do that. We have several funds up right now, and in the spirit of the holidays, we really encourage individuals and businesses to go check out and see some of the families we're helping along with Sherilyn, and all that information is available at our website, which is lendahandup.org. I'll say that again, lendahandup.org, and you can click on the events calendar to see what events are coming up, including this one on Sunday, or you can click on the give link and choose a family to love or make a gift to the program and help, you know, boost help for many families.
And by the way, there is one more coming up before the end of December for Beverly Peters, and we'll talk about that one maybe a little bit as we get closer to that date of December the 28th. So we'll
that would be great. We can compare Christmas gifts at that time.
Wouldn't that be fun, huh? I got a feeling my Christmas is just going to be a lot of family and fun this year, but not too many presents, I don't think. So,
you know, it's the experience of Christmas. It's getting together, and you know what? And it also feels good to give. So, you know, we encourage everybody to make a gift, you know, make a gift to one of their neighbors, check our site, and find a family to love up over this holiday season.
Lendahandup.org, and go to the events page. And once again, hope to see everybody out there at the El Zagal Shrine in Fargo on Sunday afternoon from 2 until 4. Gina, happy holidays, my friend, and we will be keeping you in touch.
Thanks, Bob.